Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
From where did we do we know this music, Schwani?
From the one, the only, Creature Features. It is named Experiment in Terror by Henry Mancini.
Exactly correct. Chicago fans will remember the scary movie series Creature Feature, which many of us were introduced to.
The great Universal classics.
Frankenstein, Dracula, werewolf.
Wolfman,
right. We use this music to introduce a show for this week's Week in Theater segment. Something that's going to be going on, that has started actually, and will play through November the 9th. Theater in the Dark's production of Three Stories Up. Schwani, this is a theatrical production which is performed entirely in the dark. Much like this show. Imagine this. You go into a theater, they turn off all the lights, and then things start to happen around you. I think this is the greatest idea
things
ever.
Things start to happen around you?
Yeah. Again, much like this show. introduce our guests. The director of Three Stories Up is Corey Bradbury. Corey, welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much.
Nice to have you here with us.
Great to be here.
And one of the performers in the show is Bethany Arrington. Bethany, welcome to you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
I love this idea.
Thank you.
I mean, there, you know, people do, try to do scary stuff for Halloween, but nothing like this. Talk to me a little bit about from where this came, and this is having a Chicago premiere.
Yes.
But actually, it premiered elsewhere first.
Right? Yes, it premiered in Vancouver, where our playwright Mackenzie Gordon is from originally. But he and I met very quickly after both of us moved to Chicago in the summer of last year. We met at a class in the Second City, and we ended up doing a showcase where we took the first 10 minutes and presented this in front of an audience. And the feedback was so great, we didn't even turn the lights off for that. We just invited the audience to close their eyes. Oh. And people got so engaged with the story, and so many people were interested in this idea of turning out the lights and closing their eyes, that then we went almost immediately into trying to find a non-traditional space that would allow us to present this play in a completely pitch black environment.
Yeah, and explain where you are performing this, because I think that adds so much to
the vibe
of this whole thing.
Yes. Yeah, we spent a lot of time, probably about 6 months, trying to find the right location, and we got connected through the Edgewater Chamber of Commerce that put us in touch with the church on Thorndale at 1244 West Thorndale. And it is the former Bethany Lutheran Evangelical Church, but we are the first performance group since that closed down a number of years ago to come in and present. So there's also a heavy theme and several scenes that take place in a church. So part of the audience experience is walking through the chapel before they are in the pitch black environment.
Yeah, but I mean, if anything speaks to the importance of the set, the scenery, what's going on around the actors, while the production is being put on, this does. Because it's this old, you know, how old churches are.
Oh, yeah, and the acoustics in the space has a nice echo to it that you just couldn't get in a black box around, even though Chicago has some wonderful black boxes. And so, space was the most important ingredient, and besides the people themselves.
Yeah.
And so once we found that, it was just like a match, and we have just done nothing but move forward, and the audience response has been so positive since we opened earlier last week.
Yeah, this is, I'm just going to name drop, because the story really ties in so well with where you are performing this production. Over the past couple of days, I was in Los Angeles and interviewed the cast of this new Netflix movie, The Irishman.
That's coming out.
Yeah.
De Niro, Pacino, Joe Pesci, etc. Pacino was telling a story of how when he was a young actor, much like your ages, he was at the famous Actors Workshop, and then he was auditioning for the great Lee Strasberg.
Yes.
And he was doing a soliloquy from King Lear that went nowhere.
Boy.
He said it was it went nowhere. But Strasberg, you know, realized that there was something there. Can you imagine Pacino doing you know, King Lear, number one. So Strasberg takes him to an old church. And like what you're talking about, the acoustics, the setting, and doing that, doing King Lear in a church,
yeah,
was, he said it was revelatory to him. It changed his, it maybe made his career.
Well, and that doesn't surprise me, because as a director, I mean, space is such a critical ingredient, and especially you're always looking for what makes the play resonate the most. And you look for that in casting, you look for that in space, you look for that in the design. And since... the story is so influenced by Raymond Chandler and that hard-boiled detective and the murder mystery genre. Yeah. To put it in this kind of environment, it's not a gimmick. It's not a tool. Or, well, I would say it is a tool to lift the language of the play up to a level that you wouldn't have if you were just looking and experiencing it as a traditional process.
And it's an extremely rhythmic play. Mm-hmm. It is a little bit like Shakespeare in that McKinsey even wrote in... stanzas, basically. So I'm, you know, I know when I need to get to an end of a phrase, right? And when you've got an echo, specifically with, you know, maybe a few less bodies in the space or more bodies in the space, you get this feeling. And it comes back to you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It does, but it comes like you can hear the sound go to people and bounce off bodies or bounce off the walls. And it's an extremely visceral experience, both for the actors and the audience.
Yeah.
I wasn't a huge fan of the echo initially because you hear yourself more and you're like, I'm just trying to get to the end of the phrase.
Yeah, right. I can see where it would add to it so much. I mean, as I'm reading the description of what your play is, I haven't seen it yet, but I kept getting more drawn into it and into it and into it.
Yeah.
When I heard what you were doing, and I said, that's what we have to talk about this.
Well, and something happens, I think, about 10 minutes after sitting in the dark, and we've had people that say their eyes start to play tricks on them, like they start to imagine the spaces that we're describing in like very vivid detail. And I think that's one of the successes of the play and putting it in the pitch black, is that it unlocks the dramatic imagination of the audience, and they are painting in so much of that the actors are starting with the text and jumping off.
Yeah.
And so in that way, like Sir Ian McKellen, going back to Shakespeare, talks about, it's about how the sound rises from his body and how those words move through the space and how they land within your ears. And I think everything we've tried to do is about how do we get the actor and the audience to reestablish this relationship when they're so used to it being a visual relationship.
Well, we live in such a visual world. So then to step into a space where that's really, it's, you know, taken from you very quickly in a lot of ways.
Right.
And then to just engage with voice, just engage with sound. It's really exciting. It's different. It's completely different.
I think it's fantastic that, you know, you go from your safe zone, I guess, where you can see what's going on, you know, and you lose the ability to see what's happening around you, and then all of these suggestions that through the dialogue and sound effects and music start to, you know, your theater of the mind takes over.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and this play
I love the idea. I can't wait. We're going to do some. You're going to do some of it for us.
Absolutely.
Here in a minute, and I can't wait. But explain what is the premise of Three Stories Up? What's the story?
Yeah, so it takes place in Vancouver, where the playwright is from originally, and it follows the story of Beatrice Delaurier, played by Bethany, and as she tries to put together the clues surrounding her husband's potentially brutal but very grisly murder/suicide, and it's about how she confronts the people in both her and her husband's life to come to grips with the truth about their relationship.
Yeah. Are people in pitch dark?
Yes.
Are there candlelights?
Or nope. 100% pitch black. We got special permits to cover exit signs. We have ushers on hand if anyone needs to leave early. But yeah, otherwise it's entirely in the dark.
What's it like for you to perform that?
It's really, I actually had a woman ask me after a show, I think 2 days ago, she was like, is it liberating? Is it liberating for you to perform in the dark? And I said, absolutely. Because now I just get to use my talent. It has nothing to do. I've come to rehearsal. I've come to shows, you know, workout clothes, sweaty. No one's going to touch me. No one really cares. As long as I don't smell, I'm okay. You know, and no makeup. And I just get to do my craft. And it is so exciting every single time to step in, to get to tell the story, to get to use a lot of my training that sometimes gets left behind when I'm doing other shows. I mean, the vocal, you can hear it in my voice. I'm a little fatigued. We had a 2-show day yesterday, but I'm really using, you know, everything that is in my little actor toolbox. Yeah. You know,
your voice sounds fine, by the way.
Thank you so much.
But I get what you mean. After a 2-show day, you opened on the 24th, so you've got a few shows under your belt. Mm-hmm. Has anyone flipped out?
Yes.
Scared?
Yeah, and it is an intense experience, although not potentially scary. A lot of people think they're coming into it with fear, but
it's
really
suspenseful.
It's suspenseful.
I've had to explain a number of times, like, I'm actually an anxious person and I hate scary things. So when I told my fiance I was doing this show, he's like, that doesn't really sound like something you do. And I was like, I know, I don't like scary stuff. But it's very suspenseful. And if you're in complete dark, I think a lot of people are like, I got to keep my eyes open. I got to see, you know, we're not physically engaging with you. Nobody's touching you. No one's like trying to scare you. Yeah. But
it's not like going to a haunted house.
No. Yeah. And if you're, I've told actually a number of people that actually closing your eyes in the dark, it relaxes the muscles in your face. That sends a message to your brain that, hey, I'm safe, I'm relaxed, right. I don't need to be on guard. And I think it becomes this really, like Corey, you told me once, you're like, I just had a really nice time listening to you guys. Like, I relaxed, I closed my eyes, I chilled.
Yeah, and we were actually chatting before we came in that in the pre-show speech, so we've done a lot over the last few days since we opened to make sure that the audience is as comfortable as possible once we begin. And we even give them a moment once we turn out the lights to remove their blindfolds and just experience it before we even start anything.
Okay. Oh, so people had blindfolds as well.
Yes. Yeah, so you're led into the space blindfolded. And once you're seated, if you've pre-ordered a drink, an usher brings you your drink straight to your seat. And then
you don't go into the theater then and turn the lights off. Before you go in, you are blindfolded.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you don't.
And seated.
Yeah. So so that way people come in with like no expectations about space.
I love this.
Yeah.
This is so fantastic.
It's so much fun. And then, yes, we do give them that moment to just remove their blindfolds and put it underneath. And there's always such a fun sound.
I call it the ooh moment where everybody goes, oh my God.
But someone
it's so dark.
Last night, someone specifically said, oh, this isn't as bad as I thought.
My face is like, it's so dark. And I'm like, we told you it was going to be in the dark.
Yeah.
It's literally in the name.
Yeah. Well, so many people think that though. They hear the dark. And they're like, oh, well, it must be dim or it must be candles. And no, it is 100% pitch black.
I thought there must be candles or something like that, that you wouldn't bring an audience in completely in pitch darkness. But God bless you for going that extra mile.
I think the extra mile, I mean, it elevates everything else. Because as we were going through Tech Week, we would have some light leaks as we were still experimenting with the room. And once we got it to the pitch black conditions, I mean, it just launches what the actors are doing into the stratosphere.
That's fantastic. It is 10:55. This is Dean Richards. Sunday morning on WGN, our Sunday morning show before Halloween. And we're happy to be talking about this fantastic show, Theater in the Dark's production, Three Stories Up, that is performed entirely in total darkness. Our guests are the director, Corey Bradbury, and one of the performers, Bethany Arrington. What are we about to hear, Corey?
This is a scene towards the beginning of the play, the first encounter between Beatrice and one of her husband's informants.
Okay. Bethany, take it away.
This is how it starts. It's raining again in Vancouver. Sometimes I look at a room like a shot in a movie I compose. Back Tavern, Tunnel Town Curling Club, out in the suburbs of the city.
The only active informant in Austin's files. He called him half fish. Jotted down that Gunner reminded him of Caliban. The whole thing kind of looks like a Chuck E. Cheese. Tunnel Town Curling Club, a place where nobody knows your name. Austin likes this spot. Always half empty. The bartender minds his business. A safe place to grab a risky chat.
A cop. I know it right away. My fate is just a police negotiation away. 5 limping steps. 3, 2.
I know you were working with Austin Delorier. Detective Austin Delorier, undercover squad.
But you don't know what I'm supposed to do now?
No.
Then I don't know what you're talking about.
You were an informant for Austin working on a case involving David Lee.
No.
Detective Delorier is dead.
Yeah, I know. I saw it in the paper. You knew who did it?
No.
Me neither.
Can I buy you a beer?
I've had enough.
Look, I don't know how to play these games. Please, I'm asking. Austin was my husband.
What?
Yeah.
You're younger than him.
I am.
Both cops?
I'm transit police.
I'm sorry, really.
It must have had something to do with David Lee.
Don't use his name. Call him Troy.
Okay. You work with Troy. I need to talk to him.
Austin told me about you. I thought he made it up.
I'm real.
He told you about me? I'm supposed to be confidential.
He didn't.
Then how'd you know?
I went through his files.
How's transit cop get access to that?
He kept them in a safe. I found his key on his body.
You found his body?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the files, you get a lot of them on other undercover informants?
Maybe.
Okay, then. Yeah. Why don't you buy me that beer?
Okay. Okay, then.
Three stories up. Theater in the Dark. It's being performed at the Church on Thorndale, 1244 West Thorndale in Chicago, through November the 9th. And you can get ticket information by going to theaterinthedark.com, theater with an R-E, theaterinthedark.com, or 312-285-0314. This is such a fantastic concept.
Thank you.
This is why I love Chicago theater,
right?
Where we can find great stuff like this. Appreciate you coming in, Bethany Arrington and Corey Bradbury. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's been our pleasure.